Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour Reacts. So as you guys know, one of the biggest artists in the world dropped an album. Drake. And as usual, it's receiving mixed reactions. So let's jump into it. All right. Drake released an album for all the dogs, and Joe Budden, one of the biggest podcasters in our culture, critiqued it.
Drake that was rapping the rappers. I miss the Drake that when he dropped, the rappers hit him. Not these little f***ing kids. I don't give a f*** about you and Kai Cenat. That's going to sound like hate.
It is.
It's not hate.
It's not hate.
It is.
Go find some niggas your fucking age. Hang out with them. Get some of that sauce.
That's not what keeps you. No, keeps you popping.
These kids.
That's not what keep you popping. And if that's the game he playing, I gotta play this game.
All the older niggas streaming music and buying it, Joe. No,
dog.
No,
all that y'all saying for me applies to the field. I have long before called this the golden child. Different set of rules apply.
He didn't rip it apart. He didn't say it was a horrible album. He didn't say that at all. He gave his opinion and he critiqued it. But Drake came with this novel and said some things about Joe Budden. So, let's address some of the things. He called Joe a failed rapper. So, let's debunk that. Joe Budden is not a failed rapper. He is a rapper that a lot of people consider one of the best with the pen. He is a rapper that turned podcaster, which is highly successful, and there's nobody else that can do that. You know, Joe Budden, when he was with Slaughterhouse and even solo, like, he was something that nobody else could do. He was doing stuff that nobody else could do. I think that Drake was a little triggered. I was talking to Kaz partner, and he said that Drake that Joe hit a nerve with Drake. And I would have to agree, because there are a lot of people that are highly critical of Drake's music. And the reason that I think that Joe hit a nerve with Drake is because Drake knows that Joe is a lyricist. There's never been any things that came out about Joe with ghostwriters and all that stuff. And I think we're at a time in hip hop where the fans will make an artist's head so big that they start believing their own hype. They start believing their own lies. Because let's be honest. Drake is not a gangster. Drake is not in a mob. He's not a nigga that anybody is scared of in the game, in the rap game. He's not a rapper that anybody is scared of in the streets. But I think a lot of these rappers nowadays, especially Drake, are so big-headed with the amount of money that they have, with the amount of albums that they sell, that they feel like they are above criticism. They are above being critiqued. They are above the people that came before them. And that is my problem with some of these fans and these rappers as well, because you can't disrespect a person like Joe because you're a fan of Drake. And without Fonte, without Outkast, you know what I'm saying? Like, there would be no Drake. But to say that he's the best artist in the world or the biggest artist in the world, I'm not going to say that's too crazy because he's one of the biggest artists in the world, like, as far as sales. I had a podcast I did about it over a year ago, and it's like, what is a GOAT? And back in the days when Budden was coming up, Wu-Tang, you know, Nas, Jay-Z, like all them, like you really had to have talent. And the caliber of artist that you were was not defined by how many records you sold. You know what I'm saying? And I think these artists nowadays got to stop being so sensitive, because back in the day when you actually had to have talent, these magazines would rip artists apart. They wouldn't care who you was affiliated with, what clique you was in, what street gang that you claimed you was in. They would critique the music, not the person, the music. But I think nowadays rappers' egos have become just outrageously ridiculous that they feel like they are above criticism. Now, let's get to the elephant in the room. Drake only addressing Joe Budden. There are some other rap artists that call out Drake, and he's said nothing to them. And one of those artists is Kendrick Lamar. And another artist is Pusha T. So you would rather go at a podcaster who critiqued your album than rather go at people that are in the rap game right now, that are releasing albums, that are putting out singles, that are really in the rap game, that are really talking about you, that are calling you out. But you want to go with a podcaster. And a lot of Drake's fans are delusional. Like, because there are stats that Drake pads, and a lot of these artists pad their stats nowadays, because there's always something new. Oh, this is, and it's a lot of cheating going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, could you imagine if there was, back in the 90s when music was real, that if you bought a t-shirt or you bought merch, that counted as a record sale? Back in the 90s, artists jumping on other people's music and making it their own to stay relevant. Kendrick Lamar doesn't do that. J. Cole doesn't do that. They can release albums when they want to because they're authentic. They're creative. You know what I'm saying? Like a person like Drake with a ego like Drake's, he has to jump on new trends, new fads to stay relevant. And that's the era that we're in, I guess. You had Offset on the 24-hour live stream with Kai Cenat. And it's just like, these rappers understand now that the internet will get you money. The internet will keep you relevant. But I really want you to understand how many artists that are lyricists that are not on the internet, that are not jumping on live streams, that are not jumping on everybody's song to remain relevant. There are a lot of artists that in the game right now that do that. I just named two of them, Kendrick and J. Cole. But I think the guys that are going to be commenting on this when I upload it are going to be the people that make Drake feel that he's some type of gangster. The people that feel that's going to make Drake feel like he can't critique. But this is my thing. Like, you put your music out to be to the masses, for people to listen. And we're in a point in time where an artist can't be critiqued. Their work that they put out for people to listen to can't be criticized. And the reason that I think that Drake is continuously going at Joe for his opinion, and now his dad is coming out with, and Birdman is coming out saying things, is because of this right here.
I was fussing and fighting and cussing each other out. One of the things I said to you, I said, oh, it matters coming from you. Because when you speak on a rapper, it's different than another, than anybody else speaking on a rapper. Because when Shaq or Charles Barkley is speaking about the game, the players, they know these guys, they respect the sport in a different way. Because they've played it, they've been in there. Whether not only when it was game time, but you know when it was dark and when it was you know lonely and it wasn't when it wasn't too fun.
It's different. If a fan is boosting a rap artist up, their favorite artist up, that's perfect. That's perfectly fine. But then you got a person that actually did this and at a higher level, that's really gonna mess with your. With your self-esteem. That's really going to make you feel some type of way. That a person that did this at a higher level and did this when streams and buying merch really didn't matter. It was skill. The internet didn't matter. It was lyrics. That's when the game was taken seriously. So that is the reason that he put something like this up there, because all y'all fans going around and saying that he's unbothered. Does this seem like somebody that's unbothered? He sat there on his couch with a tear coming out of his eyes and typed all this because somebody that is a lyricist, somebody that is considered at least top 10 with the pen, critiqued you. Not on the lyrics, just on you jumping on different trends to remain relevant. But I want to ask all y'all a question. Are we in the era where you can pay for somebody's music, listen to it, absorb it, but you can't critique it? I know some of y'all are young and y'all don't remember the source and stuff like that. We as fans don't have to like everything. And the fact that a lot of y'all are running around calling an album a classic when it's been out for a couple of days, or I'm recording this on a Tuesday. The album came out on Friday. And by Saturday morning, people were calling it a classic. So we're living in a time where you can just listen to an album and consider it the best ever by your favorite artist. But a person that actually did music listens to it and critiques it from a different set of ears, he's considered a hater.